from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What jumped out to you today? As you sit there and watched, they had one field, guys, where the one defense was going up against the one offense. For the Texans and Rams, and then the reverse over there. Stafford was on one field, Stroud was on another field, going up against the Rams ones and against the Texans ones. What did you see? What jumped out to you?
Well, I think there's several things, Ron, just big picture before we ever get started. Like I mean, when we did joint practice, when I was with the Dolphins, we actually did a joint practice with the Texans. If I remember correctly, there was still all the different individual drills leading up. So you did one-on-one. Yeah. You did 7-on-7. You did
a run.
Yeah, you did everything before you got to the just, you know, your normal two or three sets of team. I love what D'Amico and Sean McVay did. Clearly, they got together and they said, hell, there's no reason in doing a bunch of one-on-one.
That's what we want to do.
Let's get as much team as we possibly can. Literally, I'm sitting there watching these guys get loose. They come together, and it was team for an entire hour and a half. It was 11-on-11, and like Ron said, you had the Texans' number one offense and the Rams' number one defense on one field. You had the Texans' number one defense and the Rams' number one offense on the other field, and they're going. They're going at it. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, the amount of work, the amount of reps that they got in as 11-on-11 and one versus ones, so good on good. The amount of reps that they got in today is unbelievable. I bet they got 100 reps each. Not the ones. Like CJ didn't get 100 reps. I'm saying I bet the Texans offense got 100 reps. They have team.
You can see, as we talked about it, we'll get deeper in it, but way more valuable than a preseason game.
Oh yeah, no question.
I mean, they didn't go down to the ground, but way more valuable than
no question. I mean, no question at all. The situational stuff that D'Amico spoke about is so critical, because you can set it up. All right, boys, we're going to go third down and medium. We're going to work third down and medium now. So we're going to work red zone. We're going to work, you know, the second and long. You know, you had a loss on first down. You can set those things up, and you can really allow your team to get that really focused work. So I love, not that you can't do that with your own team, but when you've got obviously more bodies, you can do more of it at a whole different pace. In this Texas heat, you can do it differently. You can get a lot more of it in that short period of time. So it was, I think, first, just the amount of really, really, really good 11-on-11, one-on-one work that the Texans got today was tremendous. Far better than a preseason game. Number two, I think the one thing that stood out to me immediately is, like, there is a, and I'm not knocking the Rams defense, because they had a good day. But there is a noticeable difference when you got the Texans defense on one side of the field, to my left going, and you got the Rams defense to my right going. There is a noticeable difference in the way the styles of the two teams. And the best way to explain that is what D'Amico's constantly saying, been saying since he got here. The swarm mentality, it is blatantly obvious that the Texans are going to make it as difficult as they possibly can for an opponent. And I'm not talking about a game. I'm talking about in a damn practice. The safeties are low. They're triggering on everything. The corners are sitting.
Especially the secondary.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.